States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Agnes Moorehead. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. There's no finer investment in the land than United States savings bonds. Be certain you're building now for your security tomorrow with safe, sure savings bonds. Buy them where you work or where you bank. It's a habit that pays off in financial security. In a moment, we'll present our star. But now let's ring up the curtain on our show with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra in a special Sosnick treatment of Manhattan Square Dance. Thank you, Harry. And now our guest, the popular dramatic star of radio and motion pictures, Agnes Moorehead. She appears in an original Guest Star sketch entitled Hayes vs. Hayes. For the performance of Agnes Moorehead, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
One of the leading metropolitan city directories lists the Catherine Hayes and the Martin Hayes, attorneys at law. The last names are both spelled the same, but that's as far as it goes. Although they speak to each other occasionally at social functions, they are arch enemies when they come to grip with the law in a courtroom.
Coleman, has the jury reached a decision?
We have, Your Honor. We find for the prosecution, McMillan Enterprises.
Well, darling, you've won the case, just as I knew you would. Wait till Daddy hears about this.
Well, I did my best, Mildred.
Well, if this doesn't convince him, nothing ever will. Uh-oh, here comes your harassed opponent, the great Catherine Hayes herself.
Yeah, and with fire in her eyes.
Well, Martin, congratulations. You really put on a good show. It's what I call that Martin charm.
Oh, now, look, Kathy, why can't you be a good loser for once?
I consider myself a very good loser. Only this time I shouldn't have lost the case, Martin, and deep down you know I'm right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you'll excuse us, Miss Hayes, we were about to leave.
Martin, are you really in love with this excuse for a woman?
Oh, come on, Kathy, take it easy.
Why, huh? You insulting little snip. I ought to what?
Scratch my eyes? Pull my hair? Oh, Martin, I bet you don't really love this poor whimpering soul as much as you think you do. In fact, I don't think you love her at all. I have a feeling the only thing she means to you is a nice, secure berth on the Macmillan Corporation lawyer's bench.
Martin, are you going to stand here and let her talk to you like this? Why, if I were a man, I'd...
Punch me in the nose?
Yes, and I think I will.
Kathy.
I'm sorry, Martin. She led with her right.
Hello.
Martin, this is Kathy.
Oh.
Martin, I want to apologize for the way I acted in the courtroom the other day. I was wrong.
Well, it's a little late for an apology now, isn't it? Damage has been done, Kathy.
Well, you still have my apology.
Thanks.
Incidentally, do you have a busy schedule this afternoon?
So-so, why?
Could you spare me a couple of hours?
A couple of hours? What for this time?
I'd like to take you for a ride. I want to show you something.
A ride?
Please, Martin.
But I've got to pick up Mildred at 5.
I'll have you back by then.
All right.
Good. I'll pick you up in an hour.
I didn't know we were driving out to the country.
Any objections?
No. It's very pretty. Sort of restful and peaceful. Hey, what's that big white building? Looks like a sanitarium or a rest home.
That's where we're going.
Oh.
Hang on. I'm turning.
What is it, Kathy?
It's an orphanage.
An orphanage?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly beautiful out here.
It's a wonderful place for children. All this space.
Why, hello, Miss Hayes. Hello. This is a pleasant surprise. Do come in.
Thank you, Mrs. Grimes. Oh, Mrs. Grimes, this is Mr. Martin Hayes, an attorney friend of mine.
How do you do?
I'd like to show him around the place, if you don't mind.
Why, of course not, Miss Hayes. You go right ahead. The children are all eating dinner. Oh, and by the way, I don't know how to thank you, Miss Hayes, for what you did for us.
Oh, well, Mrs. Grimes, don't give up hope. We'll work out something.
I'm sure we will.
Come along, Martin. Well, Martin, now that you've had a complete tour of inspection, what do you think?
Well, I think it's wonderful. Whole place. But I don't get it. What's it all about?
What about the children?
Well, they all look healthy, happy, and secure to me.
Well, they're healthy and they're happy, but they're not secure, Martin.
Well, now, look, Kathy, I may seem a little thick today, but I don't get all this.
Well, then I'll explain it to you. 5 days ago, you won a case for Mr. Macmillan. It was a case against this little children.
Kathy, what are you talking about?
Well, this is the very same tract of land that you forced the orphanage to sell.
I forced the orphanage to sell? You mean that...
Yes, you didn't know it at the time because the orphanage was being represented by the man who leased the property to them.
Oh, I can't believe it. It seems hardly possible.
Well, I know.
Well, why didn't you tell me about the orphanage, Kathy?
Well, it wouldn't have been ethical. And besides just telling you about it, wouldn't have meant anything.
I feel like pretty much of a fool, Kathy.
Martin, I've done some investigating. There's another section of land not too far from here that I think we can swing a pretty good deal on. In fact, I've already started negotiations. And with a little help from you, Martin...
You know, Kathy, I've just decided something. You need a partner.
Well, you're very convincing, Mr. Hayes.
I'm a lawyer.
Well, this is one case I refuse to argue with you.
Hello.
Well, Mr. Hayes, where have you been?
It's Mildred. Mildred,
who do you think you are, anyway? I don't like being stood up. And furthermore...
Yes?
Why don't you just hang up?
That's a good idea. Now, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the names.
Hayes and Hayes, attorneys at law.
Yeah, but darling, just one name is enough. After all...
Martin.
Yes, Kathy.
You wouldn't want to take this to court, would you?
Thank you, Agnes Moore. That was a fine performance.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Ron.
Say, I'll bet our guest star listeners would like to have you tell them some of your professional secrets. You know, tricks of the acting trade.
Well, Rod, you and I know that show business is full of ups and downs. So in my book, the most important secret is to save something from every paycheck for that rainy day.
Right, Agnes, and that applies whether you're in show business or not.
My own pet plan is to buy savings bonds every month. They're convenient, they pay a good return, and above all, they're absolutely safe, backed by the greatest country on earth.